Aotearoa New Zealand's fuel security is dividing experts and suppliers. Z Energy, which owns a 13% share of Refining NZ, has just put out a new report saying closing the Marsden Point refinery will make the supply chain more resilient and flexible. But there is scepticism about that view. Sam Olley reports from Whangarei.
Z's report says political instability will be less of a threat with refined fuel coming from Asia instead of crude oil from the Middle East. And it says there will be more frequent deliveries. But consultants told the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment late last year that for years, New Zealand retailers had been reporting incorrect stocks to government and fuel storage data was poor. Researcher Toby Daly says this data is essential to fuel security.
It's one of the most important tools a country has to prevent supply shortages in the event of a disruption, at least over the short term.
The maximum penalty for fuel retailers incorrectly reporting supplies is a $2,000 fine. Energy expert Ralph Sims, an emeritus professor at Massey University, says that's peanuts, considering the enormous financial losses for New Zealand if we run out of fuel.
There's no major incentive for them to disclose if they don't want to. There's an obligation, an ethical obligation that they should for the good of the country. But for some reason, doesn't seem to be the case, and they see it as a voluntary disclosure.
Oil that isn't piped or trucked around the country is mostly shipped. The Maritime Union's National Secretary Craig Harrison is sceptical of the fuel security assurances Refining NZ and Z Energy have given.
They've made a lot of assumptions, which basically is to line up what they want on their balance sheet.
But Z Energy Chief Executive Mike Bennett says there is no reason for retailers to mislead the public. He says the process to report stockholding is the problem and needs streamlining.
MB ask an entity on behalf of the industry what is the stockholding position, and that's a position that gets calculated once a week, whereas in the future they could ask Z what's its stockholding position and we could tell them any hour of the day.
And he says Z prides itself on providing accurate data.
But I do recognise that penalties should match the consequence of taking the easy way out. It does take work to get this data together.
Mike Bennett says fuel suppliers should be compensated if the government asks them to increase their storage capacity. Otherwise, the cost will hurt consumers at the pump.
We would have to build more tanks, so there's a capital cost in building those tanks, and then we would have to hold the fuel products in there. And that can run to hundreds of millions of dollars.
In a statement, MB says it's now getting oil supply data once a month instead of once a quarter earlier this year. And it says the Fuel Security Industry Act is being updated next year and the government is considering increasing minimum levels of fuel held in New Zealand. In the meantime, a petition with more than 18,000 signatures was presented to National MP Dr. Shane Leti this month, calling for the government to intervene to keep the Whangarei refinery open.